Hello, my name is Renee. And if you love music as much as I do, I totally recommend you check out my new podcast series. It's called Break It Down Again with Renee. And what I do is I grab a song from the past and I break it down for you. I tell you little details about who, what, when, and where it was recorded and whatever happened around at the same time that song was released. It's fun and you might find out a couple of things that you might not know about it. So don't forget to check it out. Break It Down Again with Renee. Available everywhere you listen to your podcasts, like this one, the one you're listening to right now. Are you ready? All right, let's do this. Grab your coffee. Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Grab Your Coffee with Rene Pineda. I am your friend and host, Rene Pineda. Happy to be back. Happy to be here with you guys, sharing more things that are going on in the world. How was your week? I'm good? Yeah. Today is the 1st of April. I'm going to be recording into the night, so it'll be the 2nd of April when this is done and uploaded. I'm going to have some coffee. Hope you have your drink ready to go, too. If you're on your way to work, drive safely. If you're on your way back from work, drive safely. If you're cleaning the house, clean safely. And if you're running while you're listening to this or doing any kind of exercise, please, please, please do it safely. You guys, today's topic, today's podcast is a little on the, how can I say it? I'm not a dad, I'm not a parent, so it's easier for me to talk about things like this. And it's upsetting, the information that I found out about students going back to class, okay? It is very upsetting. Now, during the week, I asked you guys if COVID had changed your professional life. How had it changed? A few of you guys told me that you had lost your job to COVID. A few of you guys told me that you had started working from home and you missed working at an office. Most of you guys are pretty much okay with staying at home and working from home because you don't have that pressure of having your boss hovering around you and checking up on you if you're at your desk and stuff like that, which is absolutely understandable, and I totally get it. At one point, I did have one of my bosses who was a micromanager. Oh, my God. Oh, what a pain in the ass, I swear. He would come in and just to make sure that I was working. And if I wasn't working, he'd come and unload some more work. I'm not going to get in trouble with him anymore. He's not my friend, but he knows who it is. He knows exactly who I'm talking about. And that kind of shit just doesn't fly with me. So if you were going through that and now you're home and you don't have to worry about anything other than getting your work done, then damn it, bless you. Okay? So one of you guys told me something that I actually wanted to hear, but I was not expecting to find out so much. The person that contacted me, first of all, works out of Texas, okay? She is a teacher in Texas. And what I heard and what she told me about how things are going down scared the crap out of me. Because I don't know if it already started, but pretty soon parents are about to start sending their kids back to school here in California. Now, last podcast, if you guys remember, I talked about how variants were changing the game and how variants were actually going to come and mess things up for us because we're not ready for a variant. Well, you know, a few countries have already started shutting down once again. A third quarantine. Why? Because that particular variant just was too much. Even though everybody, not everybody, but most of the people have already been vaccinated for COVID-19, that variant isn't letting up. So what's happening is that a lot of new cases are coming up that have nothing to do with the COVID-19, the first variant. And that's exactly what I was trying to tell you guys. We're not ready for that. We don't know that. We didn't know that because until the new variant appears and it starts attacking someone, we won't know whether it's going to work or not. And apparently it's not working. This isn't information that I'm making up. I always try to tell you guys I am quoting CNN or some source to let you guys know that I'm not just making these things up. I am not a theorist where it's like, oh my God, it's a conspiracy theory. They're out to get us. No. That's not it. That's not the case, okay? I'm just passing along the information that nobody talks about. Because that's the sad thing about radio nowadays. And I shouldn't be talking shit about radio because that's what I did for so many years. But it's the truth. It's a stupid shit that they go after all the friggin' time. Oh my God, did you find out who's having a baby? Oh my God, did you see who dumped who? Oh my God, did you see these awards? Nobody gives a shit. We have real things going on right now. Yes, we like to separate ourselves from reality sometimes and wander into that world where that artist, that singer, that actress, that whatever the fuck it is, will entertain us. But that's just like bubblegum. There's a gum in Mexico called Motita. Oh my God, that's like the worst gum ever. It's good for about 3 seconds, but after you're done chewing it, damn, it's like gone. Y parece piedra. It's hard as, you know what it's like? I'm going to say it. It's like Bazooka Joe. Remember Bazooka Joe? Remember you get the little stories, right? With Bazooka Joe. You would chew that gum. What? It was so good for about 5-10 seconds. Next thing you know, you were chewing on, a piece of leather. It was just nasty. Well, the same thing. That's what happens con esas notas. It's like, all right, you know, so he dumped her, she dumped him. They're going to get back together. How does that affect your friggin' life? I'm sick of that. Fake pranks. Ugh. So, someone asked me, Renee, why are you doing these topics that are usually not something that you talked about? Because I wasn't allowed to. That's why, because they wanted me to just do 15 seconds of radio and on to the music. 30 seconds. No te pases un minuto. So now, I even get to sip on my coffee as I'm talking to you guys. Está caliente el hijo de la chingada. Sorry. It's a little on the hot side. But that's the idea, right? I mean, for it to be warm or hot in this case. So you guys, kids going back to school. How does that affect you? All right. So one of my followers, and I'm not going to burn this person again. I don't expect me to tell you it was this person because this is inside information. Honestly, you guys, when you guys hear about this stuff, you're going to be like, crap, are you serious? But then again, it's to be expected because kids were going nuts and parents were going nuts because their kids wouldn't shut up at home and shit like that. Reasons why I don't have kids, right? And so, I'm going to try to dissect all this information as I go along. And so bear with me. If you have kids, you must hear this. As long as you have kids going to school, you're going to want to hear this. If you babysit, you're going to want to hear this. Because this is information that might help you save their lives. And perhaps maybe nothing's going to happen to the kids because their immune system is a little on the strong side. That doesn't mean they cannot. Come back positive of COVID-19 and something can happen to them, okay? So let's keep that in mind. So I asked you guys how everything had changed, right? And how it was affecting your work. Well, this particular teacher did not want to go back to school. She did not want to. But she had to because she is a teacher that takes care of special ed kids. And that's cool because I guess they do need they need a special dedicated person for this. But as she was telling me all this information, I kept thinking to myself, damn, lo mismo va a pasar in every single school because they're not thinking clearly just yet. All right, we're going to start with parents not buying masks for their kids. Okay? She tells me that apparently, they think that it's the school's responsibility to provide them or buy them for the kids, masks. And this is what kind of I'm talking about as far as not being responsible, you guys. The children wear the same cloth mask for days. And so I asked her, well, wait a minute. How do you know that she's wearing or he's wearing the same mask every day? And then she told me, because it's the same stains on them, Renee, over and over and over. And I was like, oh my God, yeah. That is scary. You guys, if you have kids, and you're having a hard time, just I've said it before, tell your neighbor, tell your friends, tell someone, you know what, I'm having a hard time. Can you please help me find some masks, disposable ones, anything? Just the idea is to not be afraid to ask for help. We should be able to help someone, and we should be able to ask for help. There's no shame in asking for help. Okay, so if you're sending your kids to school with the same cloth mask over and over, you're not really protecting them. Because you know the kids are going to throw it. They're going to flip it. It's happened to some of us at one time or another where we're about to put on our mask and we're like, oh, shit, I was about to put it on backwards. That would defeat the whole purpose of wearing a mask because you're about to suck in and rub all that microbios all over your face. And it's like, then what the fuck am I wearing a mask for, right? So please ask for help, you guys. Again, this is inside information in Texas, okay? This is a teacher in Texas. Dallas, to be exact. Okay. Children aren't any cleaner, even in these COVID times. She was telling me that she still sees kids with long, dirty nails. Some of these kids are wearing the same clothes for days. And before you judge, okay? Before you judge on what she's saying, she says, Renee, listen, don't get mad for what I'm saying. These are kids that are wearing the same clothes over and over and over with brand new Jordans. You know those tennis shoes? Brand new Jordans. But they're wearing the same uniform every single day. And I'm thinking, once again, how do you know they're wearing the same clothes, dude? I mean, really? And she, because, you know, I'm getting a little defensive because I'm thinking, well, that sucks. You know, say something. I would, I guess, but that's why I'm not a teacher, because I'd be a total ass. And she says, they're the same stained clothes over and over. And I'm thinking, son of a bitch. Ugh, yes. You guys, if you're sending your kids to school, make sure, even if it's the same uniform, wash it at night. Most of you might not know this, but in Mexico, at least when I was a kid, we had to wear uniforms. The day classes would wear blue and the night ones would wear, or evening would wear red. And some of these kids, and I'm being very blunt and honest, were kids that their parents didn't have money. They just had money for one uniform, one shirt, one set of pants, and the same shoes. Y que te duren tres años y di que te fue bien, cabrón, kind of thing. And after they'd wear it that same day, a lot of you guys are going to understand this. If you grew up in Mexico, you're going to be like, oh my God, I remember. Because if you weren't that kid, odds are you knew someone like this. You go home, you do your homework, and you wash your uniform. Because you're going to wear that same uniform the next day. Y lo secas al aire. Y luego lo planchas. Your nails, you cut them. Your hair is combed. Because they're going to check you. Maybe it's not like that anymore. Maybe they changed that around a long time ago. But as far as I'm concerned, that's what they used to do when I was a kid. Y cómo le iba de mal al pobre whoever had their nails all dirty. It was a ruler. I don't know, ruler to the ass or to the fingers. It's different. Different times, of course. And it made us who we are today. You know, it made us a little bit stronger to take a lot of more hits from life. But let's not get into that aspect of the conversation, because that's another podcast of about 10 hours. But yeah, you guys, if you have kids and you can afford to buy them Jordans, the least you can do, honestly, is wash their clothes. There's no shame in wearing the same ones over and over. It's done all the time. Some people wear the same uniform to work every single day, but they go home and wash it a mano. You don't have to go to the laundromat to wash it or put it in the dryer and washer and dryer. Lávalo a mano. But make sure your kids go to school clean, because they carry the virus in those clothes. They take it home. And what if you have, say, your mom or your dad living with you and your kid doesn't know any better? and he hangs out with the other kid that didn't wash his clothes, who knows someone at home that has COVID, and it's all over him. They don't keep their distance. Kids don't know. Shit. How do we expect kids to know what 6 feet of distance is when friggin' grown-ups don't know how to count 6 feet? You go to the supermarket, they're all over you. Maybe it's not like that in Texas anymore, in some other states. But that's by choice. Every state, and cada quien con lo suyo. But personally, it is not under control. It is not okay for you to be all over someone just because you already got the shot or the vaccine. That doesn't mean yet I did. That doesn't mean that somebody else did. Keep your distance. Stay away. Don't get somebody else sick. Because then it gets transferred over onto the kids that go to school, and guess what? They spread it. So don't expect kids to maintain their distance when grown-ups don't even know. When you ask someone, how many feet are you supposed to stay away? They're like, 6 feet. Well, how much is that? And I'm like, seis subways, okay? Seis subways, not even a sandwich, not a submarine, no. Seis subways. Come sabroso y fresco. I had to, sorry. And that's how far you have to be away from me. Get back. Get back. Get back. I don't want you near me. Okay. More information that this person told me. Administrators still expect to see small group teaching, which in all reality, it is not 6 feet of distance. Again, that's what I was trying to tell you. It's like, they want kids to be in class. They want to maintain that 6 feet of distance. But they're packed. The classrooms are packed. How do you expect that from a teacher? It doesn't make sense, you guys. It doesn't. We can't expect kids to do all these things that grown-ups can't even do. So let's be realistic, okay? Kids should not be in school just yet. Okay. Classrooms aren't big enough to have 6 feet of social distancing when you have 18 to 21 students who have returned to school. Well, there's some basic math for you. ¿Me das un galón de leche? Sí, okay. Aquí te doy mi bote de un litro. Mételo ahí. How? Don't expect a gallon to fit into a liter container. It's not going to happen. Social distancing is not going to work in schools. Not if they're packed once again. We were already bad enough as it was because the ratio has already been off for years. Who remembers going to school? Well, I mean, I went to elementary, junior high, and high school here in the U.S. And the teachers always looked like they were afraid that at one point or another, the kids were going to overturn and be like, you know, causing a riot because they were absolutely outnumbered. I think at one point there was like 40 students to one teacher. How do you teach someone? You can't. You can't. All right. She tells me that students constantly have their masks down. All right. That you as a parent, if you have kids going to school, it is your responsibility to tell them, hey, mijo, please, don't remove your mask. The sad part is that nobody tells them anything at home. It all starts at home, you guys. Everything starts at home. La educación empieza en casa. I don't care what anybody says. It's all at home. And from then on, the teachers come in and they guide them along with basic knowledge. Pero la educación en sí starts at home. Recess, lunch, nutrition. Kids are kids. Kids want to hang out with their friends. It's been a year and a month too long that they've been away from their friends. And now they're getting back to school. They're not going to want to be away from them. The only possibility for you to play something where you won't be close to your friends is tetherball. Okay? I mean, there's also handball, but no matter what, you're going to touch the ball. That's what you do with these games. You hit the ball with your palm. No pop-ups. No rainbows. Flashback much, Renee? There's so many things that that involve hands touching the same ball over and over. So kids, they don't know any better. You know? It's recess, for crying out loud. They're going to want to play. Anyway, that's one of them. The one that struck me like the most was that teachers really weren't giving it 100%. They're not giving it all into their teachings. Why? Because apparently in Texas, there's a STAR, a state exam, and it's not going to count this year. So students are not getting the best education that they should be. You know, this kind of turned into more like an expose rather than me telling you guys why kids should not go back to school yet. It's not a bad thing. I think it's good that somebody within the system spoke up and sent me this information. You know why? Because your kids deserve the best. But sending them to school right now is not the answer. Too many things can and will go wrong. That's the reality. Honestly, that's what it is. Another thing that that she mentioned was that that Texas TEA, I think it's Texas something Association, Teachers Education Association or something, decided that teachers wouldn't have their annual evaluation due to COVID. But some teachers don't care anyway because they don't want to be doing their work the way they should be, you know, giving it their all, because they're not going to get evaluated. So they're just doing whatever, just going through the motion, you know? They're just going through the motions about teaching and doing whatever. And at the end of the day, the reality is they just want to stay afloat and let the year be over, which is in a couple of months or so. So you guys, once again, if you have kids, think about it for a second. You know? A couple of things that she mentioned, I didn't want to mention them, but I think it's important to mention them. Because that's the way it's always been, and it's the way it's happening now. The parents want some time for themselves. The parents want some time to go to work without having to worry about who's going to babysit my kids. And the parents don't want to deal with online teaching. So they would much rather, which is easier, to send their kids to school. I think I agree with her on that. And I'm not even a teacher, for crying out loud. It's always been like that. And I don't see why it would be any different this time around. I think teachers have always been seen, and I'm sorry if I'm being a little too blunt, but you know what? No, I'm not sorry. It's true. For the most part, teachers are seen as babysitters. And I remember when the pandemic first started last year, and a lot of people were saying, oh my God, teachers, you guys are the best. Oh my God, teachers, I don't know how you do it. Oh my God, teachers, now we really miss you. Or now we really understand what teachers go through. Well, that's your child. And if your child is acting up with you, then you can imagine how they walk all over a teacher. Multiply that by, let's go little, with 15 students, which is not the case. And these teachers take it day after day. Yes, it was their choice to become a teacher. I understand that, but it wasn't their choice to be your babysitter. So let's think about this for a second. Yeah, home teaching, homeschooling, online, everything is a little tougher. But you know what? Let's look at the bigger picture, the grand scheme of things. How does that fit into our future? If in reality, and based on the information that was given to me by this person that had the courage to say, hey, Renee, you know what? I'm a little concerned about this. This is what's going on in Dallas, Texas. I'm sure this is the same thing that's going to happen everywhere else. And I'm not assuming that it's going to happen, but it's almost certain because most teachers do not want to expose themselves and take whatever the kids are bringing to school back to their homes. Let's put a human side to this whole thing, you guys. It's not just about the kids getting out of the house. It's about exposing teachers. Oh, we're going to vaccinate them. That's not the answer. We're not. It's not ready to go just yet. There are variants. I don't know how many times I'm going to say that. Remember last episode? I kept saying variants. Well, the word's about to start to take off now. So when you hear it, I want you guys to think, shit, Renee told us about this, and now it's becoming a thing. It's scary. You're talking about being vaccinated and everything. That's wonderful. That's awesome. What about the variants? Are we ready for that? Are we ready for anything other than COVID-19? No. Parts of Europe are shutting down again, you guys. It's not a joke. So don't be selfish. Don't send your kids to school just because ya te hartaste de tenerlos en la casa y ya te hartaste de I can't deal with it anymore. I have to make sure they're connected online. The teacher still has to do the work. And it's tough for them too. Because now they can't keep an eye on the kids. Now they can't focus on that one kid that's acting up and maybe needs help. There was always someone like that in my classes. Sometimes it was me, actually. It was hard, you guys. It was hard going to school and to need that extra help because I spoke little to no English and my teachers were amazing. And looking back, I think to myself, how lucky I was to have had my teachers take the time after class to say, hey, Renee, come here. You're not using these verbs properly. You're not using the meaning of this properly. And oh my God, I got so lucky. And I remember those teachers that made a difference in my life. One of them was Mr. Mitchell. He was an amazing teacher to me. He would take, we're talking about elementary school, you guys. He would get some kids on the computer because that was the thing back then, late 80s, where he would get some kids on the computer, right, as I mentioned, and some kids would wear headphones and listen to a story that was being read to them while he stepped outside of the classroom, and he would tell me, this is jump, and he would jump. This is shake hand, and he would shake my hand. This is, and he would go on and on. This is running. This is talking. And little by little, I learned so much that by the time I was 6 months into being in the U.S., not that I was speaking proper English by any means, but ya me defendía. I was able to put some stuff together and actually create a type of, and I say type because I thought I was speaking English, but I know I wasn't, a conversation. At least I thought so. That was Mr. Mitchell. And I still have his memory here because he did so much for me. So I don't know if he's listening, but Mr. Mitchell, if you're still around, thank you so much for what you did for me because you're the base and you're the person that initiated this whole experience of learning another language. Thank you. So many other teachers. I had I had Miss Taylor. Miss Taylor, I feel so bad for her because by that time I had already realize that I could be a class clown and still get good grades. And I, pobre señora, I swear, I made fun of her shoes at one time. I feel bad now, you guys. I feel horrible because I'm thinking to myself, I was laughing, and she, oh my God, she loved Whitney Houston. And so whatever Whitney Houston was wearing at the time, she would wear it too. I think somebody told her that she looked like her. I don't know. Years later, I found out her name was Denise Taylor. And so if anybody knows a Denise Taylor or Miss Taylor who was a teacher at one point, tell her I'm doing not so bad. I'm not the greatest, but she would stay after class and tell me things that I needed to know about English. And so many things that I could sit here and make a show just about that, and I wouldn't be able to finish. Let's respect our teachers, and let's respect our kids. When I say ours, I mean yours, because I don't have kids. But if I did have kids, I would definitely not want them in school right now, because tough times. Tough times. You can't be selfish about this kind of shit, you guys. You need to step back and think, fuck, aquí van a estar. But at least they're there. O sea, los mandan a la escuela, exposing them and everything. But as soon as a teacher says something or says something bad about them, no. A mí no me va a hablar mal de mi hijo. Él es un angelito. Ay, señor, es un diablo. That's the reality of it. So, at least I can tell you that in Dallas, Texas, it's not so good. And things are about to start opening in California, too. Unless they already opened, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. If they did, then, these things kind of duplicate themselves. It happens over and over and over. Just because we're in a different state doesn't mean that the same thing isn't going to happen. We all got COVID. Everybody treated it differently, but we all got it. I mean, as far as states go, we all got our waves. We still don't know what's going to happen with that third wave that they're calling out. Y luego los locos en Miami. Oh, my God. See all that shit? How scary. People not giving a flying fuck about what's going on. Okay, you guys. I think that's going to do it for me. If you have any questions, if you have anything that you want to share with me, shoot me a message. You can follow me on Instagram, as always. Grab Your Coffee with Renette Pineda is my own deal. I work with nobody else. This is my production. This is my podcast. Nobody else touches this. So anything that you want to tell me, shoot me a message. Again, Instagram, find me under René Al Aire, or just type in my name, René Pineda. You'll find me. I'm always wearing some type of video game shirt or something, and a hat. Usually I wear a Blackhawks hat because I'm a huge Chicago Blackhawks fan. And let me know what you thought about this one. I think this one is gonna bother some people. But that's the idea, to start talking about things that nobody talks about, to create not content, but a chat that makes a difference in your life. Who gives a fuck if Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod break up? How is that going to change your life? However, if we talk about what's going on in school, especially the one around the corner from your house, or where your kids are going, your nephew or your nieces, your grandchildren or whatever, that does affect your life. So let's get serious about shit like that. Okay, let me have some coffee before I say goodbye. Follow me on Instagram, René Al Aire, and I will catch you guys later. Stay safe, and remember, every time you sip your coffee, think of me. Bye.
Hey, ¿qué tal, mi gente? It's J Balvin, and grab your coffee with René Pineda. Ya saben, J Balvin, let go, Latino game. Toma su cafecito.
Hello. I really hope you enjoyed that last episode. If so, be sure to subscribe and turn on your notifications. This way, you'll know every time I drop a new episode. Also, if you're enjoying the content, why not help support the project? Either one, grab your coffee with René Pineda or break it down again. You'll find the link in my bio on my Instagram page. Look for me under René Pineda or René Al Aire. Thanks for the support.